Okay. So here we are on the EFT call, and we heard some really great story from Katie about working on a kid, a human, on an abuse story and the outcome of that, which is just beautiful. And, you know, I think it's one of those gifts that'll keep coming, right? I just might even be worth checking in with her, because there may be stuff that she discovers that she'll still want to keep tapping on, or not, but it's certainly a good one, good one to follow through with, right?
Definitely. I'm friends with her mother, and we just left, Katie and I just left the door open that, you know, whenever she wants to get together again, just to reach out. But yeah, you're right, maybe I should go back to her and just do a quick check-in.
Because, you know, there might be more, I mean, I am not taken away from the miracle of one time at all, because we know, we've seen it in this class. But at the same time, you know, if it works that well once, there might be some real things to, especially with abuse, you know, to give her confidence that she, that may have been missing from her whole life. And the other piece might be working with her parents on any guilt they might have.
Yes.
I know that would be tricky with it being one of your best friends, but...
Well, the abuse wasn't from them.
No, the guilt of knowing.
The mother would be very open to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I assumed the abuse wasn't from them, because I don't think she would have been offering her daughter up. Or, yeah. But yeah, I think that one of the biggest things with parents is, in that situation, is the guilt of not knowing, or how could they have prevented it. So that might be worth, you know, helping her investigate.
And the blocked off emotions are the same pattern the father carries. So she's living her father's reality.
Yeah. So it's, there may be more stuff there.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because while there might be layers with animals, we've seen how much quicker we get to it, and the layers are still probably the people stuff. anyway, I would love to hear how things are going. I got an email from Shiloh. So things are a little better with your dog?
With the electronic stuff, yes.
That's awesome.
As far as her reacting to it and things like that, she doesn't immediately get up and want to be let outside. She kind of, if she's sleeping, she'll kind of open her eyes a little bit and go, just deal with it and stop the noise, and then she'll close her eyes again. Sometimes she wants to go outside simultaneously when this is going on, and I don't know if those are still connected anymore, other than it was just she wanted to go outside, because she's not reacting to everyone like she did before.
Well, that's, that's big.
Huge. Because it's been years that this has been going on.
That is awesome. And, you know, and then Karen, you've still seen, are you still seeing improvement? Or?
Yeah, Katie is practically living underfoot in my kitchen in my den right now. After 10 years of not having to worry about having two dogs underfoot in the kitchen, my biggest problem right now is tripping over her, because I'm not used to her being there.
That's awesome.
she's a little skittish than she had been getting out of those places now. So I'm going to go back and I'll go re-listen and do another round of the tapping and see. You would not actually know it's the same dog if you traced her footprints in the house during the day just looked at the footprints and thought, is that the same dog as this last 10 years? You would never think it was. And I did have a question about Charlotte. You worked with her the last class, or actually you worked with my feelings about Charlotte. I re-listened to that, and I somewhere in there you said something about treating her like a cat or... I don't know, something about like a cat. And I took that at the time to mean, you know, pretend she's a cat versus a dog. But actually, I'm not a cat person at all. So I realized when I re-listened to the tape, my impression would be don't work so hard to train them, just sort of accept them and, like, don't go expecting them to follow you around all the time and don't go looking for them so hard, like wait for them to come to you. But I realized I actually don't know because I'm not a cat person.
Well, how you said that is pretty great, because I have to tell you that right now I am being followed by someone that, when people come to my classes, Miss Aloof is my cat, Queen Latifah. But when I'm here by myself, because I ignore her, she follows me everywhere. And right now, she usually helps teach this class, which nobody knows, because nobody would believe me if they've been here. So the thing with a cat is that they have, they are so energetically sensitive that if you come at them, it's like a horse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what? Get away from me. Whereas, you know, dogs are like, oh, I thought you'd never ask, you know. So with the cat behavior, if you step away from wanting so much from them, then they're sleeping on your head in no time.
Yeah.
And you, so it's not like treat her like a cat and accept this behavior as if this is the only behavior that's going to happen. It's just that anybody that's a cat person knows that, you know, a cat's going to sit on the couch with you in about 15 minutes. You just have to not act like you want it. You have to kind of just, like, put that little piece of yourself aside.
Okay. And that's really consistent with what I'm seeing with her. If I sit down at the kitchen table and I pretend I don't even know she's in the room, she's actually now coming over and putting her head on my lap.
She may have been a cat in her last life.
Yeah, it could be. You know, and as soon as I move towards her, then she still backs up, you know, considerably. So I guess I've just sort of learned by trial and error to temper my own instinct that makes me want to move towards her.
Yeah, so, it is. Okay. It's funny. There's a gal that's in my big program, the Professional Animal Communication Mastery Program, and she came, she'd been doing the home study course and came for one of the weekends and then ended up joining the program. But she had, like, this unbelievable realization about how she was just so excited to see the horse. And so there were a lot of people there to talk to my horse, Gabrielle. Now, Gabrielle's very seasoned, used to a lot of people. She's used to having, you know, anywhere from 8 to 25, maybe even 35 people standing around and communicating with her. But there was something about the way that Janine turned around with so much excitement and wanting that Gabrielle shot across the stall, and it surprised her. I think Caroline, you were there that day, but you were in your own experience at the time. Elaine, you may have been there that day too. But we don't realize how much of the time we do that. I mean, we do that all the time. In fact, one of the first things I do on the dolphin trip. I have room if suddenly you want to fly into Fort Lauderdale. I have one spot on the first trip. I talk to people about kind of, I call it the gathering meditation, where it's like really bringing your energy field in. Because if it's not that we're going to, these dolphins know the boat, you know, so they come to find us and they like playing in the wake, and they even are super curious about us. So they'll swim with us. But we get more dolphins if we kind of pull our energy field in a little bit and not want so much. And the first day, you know, I can sit there and talk about pulling your energy field in until the cows come home. Everybody's just so excited and that, you know, they can't help it. But we just said progressively through the week, there's just more dolphins because people learn, oh, I don't have to be almost like grabby energy. And we do that with dogs and cats. We, you know, we do it with horses. So does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Yeah. And now I've got like a complete show off Queen Latifah as we speak. Okay. And then how about Paula, how's your shy kitty? Any improvement?
Yes. She's doing much better. She's around more, not hiding. And where the main progress has been in her letting people touch her. And
that's amazing.
It is. And as well as myself, I mean, I never could, you know, cuddle her, so to speak. But I can give her a real quick pick her up and hold her, and she won't be pushing away from me. I just do it very, you know, small amount. And she's okay with it, which is very different than usual. So that's great. She's really, and I've had comments from others, oh, Misty let me touch her all the way down her back. So she's letting others also, as long as you still respect her space and don't do too much.
Yeah, there's people that really know Queen Latifah. Like my horse trainer will come over and say, she'll be like, I got 3 strokes in. I'm not going to try for 4. So I think, yeah, some of them, you just need to have that respect thing. And Elaine, now that you've been here a little bit more, you're getting a little more with Queen Latifah, yeah? Okay, and we lost
you. Sorry, it takes a minute for me to get unmuted. Yes, I got like 3 tail swipes the other day going by my legs on the chair, and I felt just honored. So that was a big deal.
But I think, you know, for what Paula, I think it's so crazy great that people are getting to touch Misty. And I think, you know, at this point, you're not going to lose ground if they went for that third, you know, stroke, because but it is still her, you know, it's great that she stands her ground enough that people, even if they don't know they're doing animal communication, know to respect her.
Yes, yes. It is. It's wonderful because she is such a loving cat that her fear and not wanting to be touched was so opposite of her heart, you know. She's like my hippie kitty, my peace and love. And so I think it, you know, it must be better for her to not be afraid so much and not resist a little bit of loving touch to her, because I know she has it in her heart. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, that's really great. Well, it's, I mean, really, 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 really big, big movements. And, you know, that's what's so exciting about this work. I had a couple of really good ones also this week that I wanted to share, and that is, one of them is I had a woman called with about a horse that is the horse is very skittish on the left side. And, she didn't know until we did the communication. The horse seemed very skittish around vets, and the woman is moving tomorrow, Friday, from California to Nevada. And for those that don't know about horses, you have to get a blood test, and the blood test is called Coggin. So in order to leave the state or go to another state, you have to get a Coggin's test. So the woman had the vet out several times, and there's no way the vet could get the blood. And so there was going to be a third attempt. So the woman called me the other morning. You know, we did a session, and I got a sense that, you know, something had happened on the left side of the animal, and she said, yeah, there's an indent on the neck there. And so, you know, we talked about the accident that had happened. And so we tapped on the accident, and I had her tap on the left side, and I suggested that the vet take the blood on the right side, and, you know, and typically that's another thing. You know, with a horse, because we do most stuff from the left side, it's pretty obvious and evident that we should do, you know, take blood from the left side. So we tapped on the past and letting go of that and trusting people and trusting vets and knowing that the vet is doing this for her good and on and on. And the vet was super impressed that, she said, this is the best I've ever seen of a bad horse. And it was the same vet, so she couldn't even believe it. You know, she got, you know, they went in, they got the blood work within minutes, and were out the door. So it's pretty, you know, pretty impressive how fast. You know, the one thing for those that are ever considering also the animal communication, that it is, I can't tell you enough how much that also helps to get in there, you know. But that was one. I know I have a couple others this week, but it's, oh, I had one that I'm waiting to hear how it went. This gal's dog has had, you know, they did the vet had looked at the past records and removed something on the leg that didn't need to be removed, and now that is not healing, and it's been going on for 2 months. And so I helped the woman tap on her feelings, her anger about the hospital and the vets, and the dog is still at the vet because the thing has to be drained every 4 hours. So, you know, it's like there's so many places for tapping. And anyway, I just think it's amazing and great how well people are doing. And, of course, I want to find out from Wendy how Lily's doing.
Lily's fine. You know, Lily's been, yeah, she's been fine.
Do you have less guilt at all?
Yes, with her I do.
That's good.
I do have less guilt. I mean, I am making sure that she gets out, and I know that her growling behavior is, you know, it's just play. But I do have less guilt.
That's really great.
I think I'm learning more out of listening to everybody else's experiences. Getting a lot from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's why I love this class, because it's amazing how much we can learn from each other. And, you know, we all see we all see ourselves in each other, or, you know, it's easy to think, oh, I'm not like that. And then the next thing you know, you're doing it. So it's that's why I think these classes are so powerful, as we all learn so much. Okay, now, I have had an enormous amount go on in the last couple of weeks between family members and my own dog getting having a pretty big accident, but she's on the mend, and then I, for the some of you knew that my right hand person was Karen, and she's now helping Elaine transition into that position, and so it's just been a lot on my plate. So I've completely forgotten who I said I know who I said we were tapping with today.
It was supposed to be me last week, but I don't know if you were going to just do that some other time or just move forward. Because somebody was supposed to do it this week, too.
Okay, so who...
Yeah, I think Dream and I were supposed to be this week with her seizure situation.
Okay, so who was supposed to be last week?
It's Katie.
Okay.
It was Willow.
Right. Okay, and so do you mind if we... stick to schedule, so we'll do Katie today, and we'll do Dream when I get back?
Sure.
Okay. And Willow's challenges are?
She has urinary crystals.
Oh, that's right.
And
so, go ahead.
She's been on prescription dog food since we got her.
And how old is she?
We don't know. We think she's about a year and a half.
And what breed?
Akita.
And who else lives in your household?
Humans would be my husband, Bob, my kids, Max, and Colleen, and my stepdaughter, Jennifer. And then fur people would be Cody, who is 8, Marley, who is 4, Rudy, who is 1.5 years, and that's it.
Okay. And so Willow and Rudy are about the same age?
Yes.
And then, so is the order that you got them Cody, Marley, Rudy, Willow?
Yes.
Okay. And we can... So first and foremost, I've dealt a little bit with this with one of my cats, and so I would love to kind of we will kind of end with that. Is Willow playful?
Yes.
And is she surprisingly the? Is there a chance that she is super? Empathic in your household?
They all are.
But if they all are and she hasn't had a position, so to speak, can you see how she might be really even more so? Or more of a worrier?
Yeah, and she's worried about her position in the pack.
That's what, yeah, okay.
Something we've been trying to work with her on.
Okay. Normally if, I was communicating with you, but we've got to quicken the time here. Who is the leader of the pack?
Cody.
And then is Marley second?
Yes.
And then Rudy and Willow are sort of figuring this out?
Yes.
Okay, and is there, does she, okay, is Marley, wait, I'm going to switch phones, sorry. Is Marley your right hand manager?
Yep.
Okay. And is Cody just an all around good guy?
Yes.
And is Rudy pretty funny?
Yep.
All right, so we gotta find a job for that one. We can do this. Okay. Good guy.
I think she's a keeper for my husband. He picked her.